It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, March 24th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American educator and civil rights advocate Dr. Dorothy Height, born in 1912 in Richmond, Virginia. Later, her family moved to Rankin, Pennsylvania, where she excelled in school and eventually received a scholarship to attend college. In 1929, she was admitted to Barnard but was not allowed to attend because the school did not admit African Americans. Instead, she went on to graduate from New York University, where she received a degree in education and a master's in psychology. Her first job was as a social worker in Harlem. She later joined the staff of the Harlem Young Women's Christian Association. Soon afterward, she became a leader in the local organization, created diversity programs, and pushed for the integration of YWCA facilities nationwide. During a chance encounter with African-American leader Mary McLeod Bethune, she was inspired to begin working with the National Council of Negro Women, where she focused on ending the lynching of African-Americans and restructuring the criminal justice system. In 1957, she became the fourth president of the organization. Under her leadership, the National Council supported voter registration in the South and financially aided several civil rights activists throughout the country. She was president of the National Council for 40 years. Her prominence in the civil rights movement and unmatched talent for organizing meant that she was frequently called upon to give advice on political issues. Eleanor Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, and Lyndon Johnson often sought her counsel. In 1963, along with other civil rights leaders, she organized the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Although she played a significant role in the march, she was not invited to speak. In fact, originally no women were included on the program at all. Despite this apparent gender discrimination in the civil rights movement, Dorothy Height continued working in support of its goals. In addition to her work in the United States, she traveled extensively. She served as a visiting professor at the University of Delhi in India and with the Black Women's Federation in South Africa. For all her efforts during the civil rights movement, she was recognized by many organizations. In 1989, she received the Citizens Medal from President Ronald Reagan. In 2004, she was honored with the Congressional Gold Medal. That same year, Height was inducted into the Democracy Hall of Fame International. She also received an estimated 24 honorary degrees. On April 20, 2010, she passed away at age 98. Her funeral was held in the Washington National Cathedral. In 1994, President Bill Clinton awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. She spent 6 decades working for civil and women's rights in response to the often heard appeal to wait for a better opportunity to do justice. She liked to say, "If the times aren't ripe, well then, you'll just have to ripen the times, won't you?" I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 24th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.